This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our buddy Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports, is where you find his work. So, Danny, I normally try not to out sources.
Oh, no.
It's a bad thing to do.
You don't want to do that. It's a bad practice.
On the radio to the millions.
And millions
of listeners to the Grant and Danny radio program. But I'm an out of source right now.
Oh, no.
Remember earlier when I told Alex Gold that I had someone text me telling me, don't go to Jack Stack, go to Arthur Bryant's?
Was someone Mitch Tischler?
That someone was Mitch Tischler.
Oh, no, Grant.
And we're calling him to the carpet right now. Mitch, you think we made the wrong decision, don't you?
I absolutely know that you made the wrong decision. I am a barbecue connoisseur. I've eaten barbecue all over the world, and Kansas City is one of those places, and I have some very strong feelings about the spots out there.
So do you feel, and you could say yes, you know those, like, I'm never sure what channel they're actually on, but I stumble across them, and there's a dude named Myron Cope who, like, tells you about, like, what you want is the tenderness on there, but you don't want to be too sweet now. You don't want to taste the pepper. Like, can you judge barbecue? Do you feel that comfortable that you could do it on one of those shows?
I think I probably could. My number one feeling about Kansas City barbecue is when your best barbecue place is called Oklahoma Joe's, you can't be called a barbecue city. I love barbecue. My big problem with both Kansas City and Memphis is that it's too sauce-based. It's very, very heavily sauced. It's super sweet. It's not quite up my alley. That being said, there's still some good barbecue to be found in Kansas City, just not at Jack Stack.
When do you get in?
Man.
I get in Sunday afternoon. So I believe I'm doing Q39 on Sunday night, and I plan on hitting up either Arthur Bryant or Gates on Monday before the game.
Well, Gates, I can tell you, skip. I've done that one. Overrated. But this 239 situation, which I haven't done, is getting some rave reviews from everybody. We had a Kansas Citizen call in and tell us 239. So maybe you're doing the right thing there, Mitch.
239 is great. It's fancy barbecue, though. For me, and part of the reason I love Arthur Bryant is I love the old school barbecue spots. I love the places that you sit down on the picnic bench. You can smell the history. They have the 100-year-old smoker. They got the pictures on the walls of all the famous people that have come through. They have the best sweet tea that you'll ever find. Those are the spots that I love, and Arthur Bryant fits that bill to a T.
All right, Mitch, to the actual matters of the football game that's on Monday, where we're all going to town besides the barbecue, of course. Depends on where you look, but they're 11.5 or 12.5 point dogs. Should they be?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know that this Commanders team has given you a reason why they should be anything less against a team as good as the Chiefs. The defense has regressed week after week now. That's not to say that it can't get turned around. And, you know, I do think that some of the things that we see this week are going to be a little bit different. I like hearing them talk about, you know, narrowing down the playbook, which big picture isn't the greatest thing in the world. But if they keep repeating what they're doing, what is that, the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, it doesn't help you. So at least they're trying something different. I think we're going to see some different looks up front. Hopefully they're able to slow down the Kansas City offense. I don't think stop them. But if they can play kind of a bend-don't-break defense and hold KC to a bunch of field goals, they can keep this thing close. And, you know, who knows if it gets down to a fourth quarter, Mariota will work some of that magic that we've seen him work in Arrowhead before, and maybe they can come out with a win.
Should they be making more defensive changes than it sounds like they're going to?
Yes, I think they are going to make a few. I mean, I think what's going to be interesting is they spent all offseason bulking up this defensive line so they could stop the run. You know, and that was obviously a huge problem last season. Now that you have all of these injuries, you look at this group of defensive ends that are going to be out there, and they're not the bulky big guys like Dietrich Wise and Dorrance Armstrong and that sort of guys. I think you're going to see a fair amount of Frankie Luvu line up at defensive end. I think they're going to be smaller, more athletic, which may hurt them in the run game, particularly because Isaiah Pacheco is one of the hardest runners in the NFL as a running back. I mean, he'll put his face mask in your chest and run you right over. But I do think it'll make them a little bit more nimble getting after the quarterback, and particularly with a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, who obviously is the best of the best in the league. I think having a little bit of extra speed, a little bit of extra quickness might help them in terms of, you know, hemming him in a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see kind of how it works out this week, and then kind of how they adjust, how they use the D-line, you know, week to week here, particularly because of all the injuries that they've had.
When will they bench Lattimore?
Listen, I'm not a big Marshon Lattimore fan. I don't think anyone really can be right now. I think that, you know, if you want to take the glass half full, he's been right there for a bunch of those big plays against the Cowboys. He's just got to turn his head around and make a play on the ball. I think this is kind of his last chance to go out there and prove that he can be at least a portion of the corner that they thought that they traded for. I wouldn't hate if we saw a little bit more, Mikey Sanders still on the outside, and, you know, the Jonathan Jones and Noah Igbinoghene kind of slide into the slot situation. But I look at this Kansas City offense, and, you know, I think, you know, it's getting kind of washed away with all this Commanders defensive woes is how good Trey Amos has been. And maybe part of Trey Amos being really good is that teams know that they can throw against Marshon Lattimore and he's not being tested quite as much. But if I'm as confident in Trey Amos as it seems like this defensive coaching staff is, I'd leave him out on an island a little bit. Let's see what he's got, you know, when teams choose to throw at him. And then I would shade my safeties over to the Marshon Lattimore side of the field and make sure that he has a little extra help, that they're not going to get beat over the top. I mean, to me, this Commanders defense, I said it before, they got to play this bend don't break defense. The Chiefs are going to move the football. We know that. We know that they're going to score points. You just need those points to be field goals, not touchdowns.
Mitch, travel safe, and we'll see you in the city of the Fountains, my friend.
Oh, I can't wait for us to be wiping barbecue sauce off each other's cheeks.
That's right. I'll take a little napkin and dab.
Just dab it. It's a dab.
Corner of Mitch's mouth.
It's
huh?
a dab.
Oh, it's going to be so cute and so great. I'm so excited for barbecue. It's going to make my week.
It's fellowship season in Kansas City, the way God intended it. Mitch Tischler, check him out. Monumental Sports. That is your Beltway Blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.